This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Brennan Center examined six states after the 2010 Citizens United decision and found that on average, 38 times more dark money by unknown donors was spent in 2014 than in 2006. In 2006, 76 of the outside spending there was transparent. 76% of outside spending there was transparent. Only 29% was so in 2014. Psychologists have found that the more strongly you privilege loyalty, obedience, and purity, as opposed to values such as care and fairness, the more likely you are to blame the victim in a crime. Trump claims he's worth $10 billion. Haran, one listserv, put him at $6.5 billion. Forbes says he's at $4.5 billion, as does WealthX. Bloomberg pegged him at $2.9 billion, which Trump calls a disgrace, blaming Michael Bloomberg personally. The impact of extending tenure qualification periods for women by many universities was meant to help them achieve more parity, but a study reveals that it led to 19% more men getting tenure in first jobs and women's chances of tenure falling by 22%. One current poll finds Hillary Clinton with a 12-point lead. Nearly 2 in 3 Americans think Mr. Trump is unqualified to be president. The Post ABC poll found, in contrast, 61% think Mrs. Clinton is qualified. The Journal NBC survey found that her lead essentially disappears when candidates from the Green Party and Libertarian Party are included. She essentially tied Trump with 39% to his 38%. Together, third-party candidates grabbed 16% of the support. Britain's Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, fired his shadow foreign secretary to try to avert a coup, and 6 other cabinet members resigned as the party prepares to face a potential election, perhaps before the end of the year, in the wake of Prime Minister Cameron's resignation. By its own estimates, Cuba has almost 400,000 urban farms, among them about 10,000 small organic ones. Government continues to turn over land to independent farmers to lease, although it requires most to grow food for the state. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.